We do have Jones Angel on the line with us. He's the voice of the University of North Carolina football and basketball program, as I understand it. Jones, thank you for your time today for us here in the Mile High City. We're all pretty intrigued and excited about Javonte Williams, the newest Denver Bronco. Obviously, we saw by their actions just how highly viewed Javonte Williams was when the Broncos leapt up five spots in the second round to take him. What did you make of the selection? And if you could just broadly tell us about Javonte Williams.
Yeah, number one, first, I had a little bit of trouble hearing you guys, but first of all, just number one, what a beautiful part of the country you guys have. And I know that's not what we're here to talk about, but I visited out there a couple of summers ago. Gorgeous. I absolutely love Colorado, love the Denver area. Went to Estes Park, I think.
Up there in that absolutely. Area. Yes.
Yeah,
great place.
Yeah, what a gorgeous part of the country that is. Number one, you guys are lucky to live in such a terrific location.
Well,
but
thank you.
I know we're not here to talk about tourism. We're here to talk about Javonte Williams. And, man, I got to tell you, I was so excited for Javonte and really excited for Denver because I think it's such a terrific marriage between the two. I know the Broncos, and I heard you mention in Melvin Gordon right before I came on. I know certainly they have some personnel there, and they have some veterans there that are good players. But I think that Javonte Williams can give Denver something that the Broncos could really use on the field, and that is a really powerful, really well-balanced back, and I mean balanced both in his actual balance on staying on his feet and the balance as far as what he can do on the field, both in the pass game and the run game and the blocking scheme, all those different things. I really think Javonte Williams is a complete running back, and I think he's someone that has a really high level of success, a chance of success at that NFL level. And on top of all of that, you cannot find a nicer, more humble, just kind of small town, nice kid. And I use that term loosely, kid, because he is certainly a grown man, but a nice young man to add to your organization. He is somebody that is going to represent the Broncos in a positive way, in every possible way. And when you have somebody like that, who's also a terrific player on the field. Gosh, that is such a find. And so I was excited for him to go as early as he did, and certainly will be watching his career with a ton of interest.
Well, I got to tell you, Jones, that's so great to hear. You know, obviously, we see the film, and you watch him on tape, and you heard about him in college, but you don't really hear about the off-the-field stuff and the type of person he is. So hearing that, you know, the check mark there just makes it all the better pick for me. And we're joined by Jones Angel, voice of North Carolina football. Jones, I wanted to ask you, I was watching film on Javonte Williams, and you know, when you look at his stats, you look at his 40-yard dash time, it's not, you know, 4.3s, you know, it's a 4.5 range, but when I watch him put his foot in the ground and accelerate from 0 to 10, it's special to me. That's where you see it, and that's what impresses me, and that's what I want more. I don't really care about the top-end 40 speed. I want to see you go from 0 to 10 yards and how fast you can do that, and I think that is where he really separates himself.
Yeah, I would also add to that his ability to stay on his feet through contact. If I'm not mistaken, he led the NCAA Division I football last year as far as broken tackles from the running back position. And I think really that to me is what makes him such a unique player, because he does have that low center of gravity. He's got really powerful legs, and he can absorb contact and stay on his feet. And as you said, then kind of hit that switch and very quickly get to the top end of his speed and be able to really give you both those hard earned, you know, 4 or 5 yard runs where maybe it looked like a 1 yard run that he was able to get you some more. And then he is a player that can turn a 7 yard run into a 20 yard run because he does have the ability enough to run away from guys. Certainly that will be challenged more at the next level. That's understood. But I firmly believe he's someone who can do that. And yeah, there was a run in the game against Miami at the very end of the season. You guys may have seen it. That I think just kind of summed up Javonte Williams as a player on the field, where he in one run jumped over a player, ran over a defender and spun by another all in the same run.
Yep.
And I remember thinking kind of after that happened, you know, because at that point you weren't 100% sure if he was going to enter his name into the NFL draft. I remember thinking after that play, like, well, if he wasn't going to, he is now. Because that one play, I think, really showed everything that he can be as a runner. And I think it's also worth remembering, guys, that he's someone who received a lot more carries, became much more involved in the offense the later his career got in Chapel Hill. He was very lightly recruited. He was more just kind of a big back who played just a little bit at the end of the season in his freshman year. And then sophomore year, he started getting more carries, became a much larger part of the offense, to the point where last year he and Michael Carter shared those carries in the backfield for Carolina and both competed at an all-conference and close to All-America type of level. So he's really developed dramatically over the last couple of seasons, and I think he can still get even better the more reps that he gets, and certainly now in the sophisticated system that he'll be playing in Denver.
We're talking to Jones Angel, who's the voice of the University of North Carolina football program. You mentioned that game versus Miami, a combined 544 yards between Michael Carter and Javonte Williams. That's an NCAA record for a duo in that game that you referenced. But one of the questions that we see pop up here on our text line is, why didn't he start? Why didn't he have the lion's share of the carries? You know, Michael Carter's pretty good, just got drafted this past weekend himself, I believe, there by the New York Jets. But what would you say to that, hey, if this guy is so great, how come they didn't give him the football more?
I think the answer is that they both understood that they were better and the team was better when they were both out there. And I think it speaks, and by both out there, I mean both contributing within the game. And so, you know, I don't know. I think maybe Michael Carter started every game for Carolina this year, but the fact that I can't even tell you that should tell you kind of the role that they played in the backfield. It was really both of them working in tandem because they understood that that was what was best available for the team. That is what allowed Carolina to be most successful. And it was really hard to defend the Tar Heels in total this year, but in the run game, because you have, let's say, Michael Carter go out there and rip off, you know, 3-4 runs, and all of a sudden you're at the 30-yard line, and then he taps out and Javonte Williams comes in. And so instead of getting a little bit of a breather and you think, oh, okay, you know, certainly this is going to be a little bit of a step down after that starter is out, but it is the exact same level, if not even a little bit better, because he's fresher at that point. And so I think it also speaks to the kind of guys both of those guys were and are, that there was never, and I mean that, there was never any complaining. There was never any, hey, I got us down to the 3-yard line, how come he's coming in now to punch it in? Nothing like that, because they really liked and respected one another. And I think they understood that when they could play off of each other within that offense, again, it made them better individually and made the most sense for the team and allowed Carolina to be as successful as it could be. And so, I mean, could Javonte Williams have gotten 30 carries a game? Absolutely, he could have. He has the capability of doing that. But he didn't need to, and Carolina didn't need him to, because they had another really good player in Michael Carter. And I could flip that conversation and say, could Michael Carter have gotten 30 carries a game? Absolutely, but he didn't need to. And so it was a situation where it just made the most sense. And I think probably long-term, that's what you want, right?
Yeah.
You've got a running back who doesn't have, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles on the tires right now. You still have somebody who, in relative terms, is pretty fresh.
Yeah, that's a great thing to have. And we're visiting by with Jones Angel, voice of North Carolina football. Jones, talk about Javonte Williams in the passing game. You mentioned a little bit earlier, does he have good hands, great hands? What kind of back is he in the passing game?
I think that's the area where he probably grew the most here recently and probably still can grow some more is in the pass game. And I mean catching the football. I don't mean blocking, because I do think he and Michael Carter both, quite honestly, were very good as far as pass protection and what they were asked to do within Carolina's offense. But, yeah, I will give Phil Longo, Carolina's offensive coordinator, a lot of credit. Yeah, he incorporated passes to the running backs a lot more into Carolina's offense this past season because he understood the value of getting the ball into the hands of Javonte Williams and Michael Carter and getting it in space. And so they used a lot of those little swing passes or bubble screens or things like that to get the ball quickly out of the hands of their quarterbacks and to give those players the ball and room. And I think Javonte Williams really improved as a pass catcher over the last couple of seasons to the point that he was a very reliable part of Carolina's pass game this past season. He did have one drop that was a memorable one near the end of the Florida State game on a fourth down play, where if he had brought it in, Carolina would have still had the ball and been driving pretty deep into Florida State territory, and I know that's one he would like to have back, but that is much more the outlier than the norm, both as far as catching the ball and protecting the football. Carolina didn't put the ball on the ground very often at all this season. Neither one of those backs did, and so I think they both really did a nice job as far as securing the football, both in the pass game and holding on to the ball.
Yeah, just one fumble for Javonte Williams in 2020. Great stuff. We're talking to Jones Angel, voice of UNC football. Last one, and this is a little bit off topic, okay? But you guys got a quarterback there. Man, I don't know what his draft profile says, but Sam Howell is a baller. I really like that kid. In the last 2 years, he's thrown 68 touchdown passes to just 14 interceptions. Mm-hmm. And we had some questions on the about the Broncos because this time next year, the Broncos still may be in the quarterback market. What does it look like for Sam Howell moving forward?
Yeah, I would be surprised, you know, assuming that Sam stays healthy, I would be surprised if this wasn't his last year in Chapel Hill. He'll be a junior this year, so he will be eligible after this season for the NFL draft. And he is just somebody, guys, that gets every ounce out of what he has, and he has a lot. And I say that, that sounds like something you might say about somebody who's not very talented, but I think the really special part about Sam Howell is that he's really talented, and he works so hard in knowing the offense inside and out, in studying the game. He and Phil Longo, I mentioned him earlier, Carolina's offensive coordinator, you know, they in the summer, they don't just work on Carolina stuff. They study NFL film, and, you know, they have Sam start trying to read NFL defenses and understand what defenses are doing and why Carolina would do, you know, play X against look Y that the defense is giving you. He is so intelligent about the game and works so hard on the game that, you know, when he goes out there and plays, you know, that's the easy part at that point because he has done so much work to just go out there and be fully prepared to play. And when you then have the arm strength to make all the throws, mobile enough to move around in the pocket and be a factor in the run game, and really started, I think, making much better decisions as far as just throwing the ball away every now and then this past season. And I think, you know, just learning to say, hey, you know what? It's okay that it's going to be fourth down and we have to punt. I'd much rather in this particular scenario accept that than try to force it. He has just really got the total package. And I think it's a big statement. I think he's the best quarterback ever to play at Carolina. Certainly he still has some time to continue to try and prove that. But when you look straight at the numbers and the success on the field, boy, he has been a really special player and certainly excited to see what he can do for Carolina next year and then forever is lucky enough to have him on their team in the NFL.
Jones Angel, voice of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels, we appreciate your time. Great breakdown of both Javonte Williams and there at the end, Sam Howell. Appreciate you making some time for us here in the Mile High City.
Happy to do it, guys. Hope I can get out there and see your beautiful area of the country again soon. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Jones.
Great stuff. There he goes. Jones Angel.